who should, or maybe who shouldn't, file a Chapter 13. So somebody who has really been fighting hard to make payments toward their debts, and then all of a sudden they're going through some pain, you know, garnishment, repossession, foreclosure, whatever it is, and they're looking to catch their breath. Chapter 13 is going to be a good fit for you. People like this are typically really easy clients to deal with because they are so relieved when we get the case filed. The pressure is relieved. Nobody can sue you. Nobody can call you. Nobody can harass you. It's a wonderful, happy feeling. It's a great experience for everyone involved.
Welcome to the Bankruptcy Podcast, a podcast about untangling the complex world of bankruptcy in Georgia. Each week, we deliver the best insights and practical advice on how to navigate the legal waters of bankruptcy with expert guidance and real-life stories. Now, here's your host, Jeff Kelly.
Hello, this is Jeff Kelly, and in this video, I want to talk to you about who should, or maybe who shouldn't, file a Chapter 13. So, somebody who has really been fighting hard to make payments toward their debts, and then all of a sudden they're going through some pain, you know, garnishment, repossession, foreclosure, whatever it is, and they're looking to catch their breath. Chapter 13 is going to be a good fit for you. People like this are typically really easy clients to deal with because they are so relieved when we get the case filed. The pressure is relieved. Nobody can sue you. Nobody can call you. Nobody can harass you. It's a wonderful, happy feeling. It's a great experience for everyone involved. Now, let me change up the facts a little bit here, and let's talk about somebody who maybe shouldn't file a Chapter 13. These are typically high wage earners, people who have a great, wonderful lifestyle, and son of a gun, something has popped up from a distant past, and now some creditors trying to take 25% of the wages, and they're threatening to put liens on the house, and they're threatening to, you know, clean out the bank account. It does make good logical sense to file to tackle the situation, but the problem is when you have a client who they haven't been through any pain and they don't want to go through any pain. And so, you know, we get the case filed, and everything in a Chapter 13 budget, the standard is reasonableness, but there are some people who live extravagant lifestyles or what the trustee would consider to be, in some instances, you know, a waste of money. And then they're in a Chapter 13 and they don't want to give it up. So let me give you an example. Let's say we've got somebody who, before they're filing, they're using DoorDash 4 or 5 times a week. That's just not going to fly in a Chapter 13. The trustee, since you are getting court protection, since we oftentimes are eliminating all of the credit card debt and all of the medical debt, or at a bare minimum, we're getting rid of the late fees and the interest, the trustee does expect you to make some reasonable sacrifices. And one of those would be, hey, you're in bankruptcy. You can't use DoorDash anymore. You got to make your own food. Does this mean you could like never go out to eat if you're in a 5-year Chapter 13 plan? Well, no, but you can't go out to eat every single night. I mean, the standard is reasonableness. Can you go see a movie once in a while? Well, sure, but you can't go see a movie every single day. And so sacrifices have to be made when you are in a Chapter 13 situation. Again, the standard is reasonableness. And so for most people who have been through a lot of pain, Chapter 13 is a breeze. But for somebody, a high wage earner, somebody who's living a great life, and then all of a sudden it's like, budget, how am I going to do that? And these people will typically call me about 30 days after the case is filed screaming, I can't deal with this. Oh my goodness. I need to smoke 2 packs of cigarettes per day and now I can't afford them. Hey, listen, if you smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day, that's $600-$700 a month at least. No, you're not going to be able to do that in a Chapter 13. If that's something that's going to make you cringe and scream, don't file. I don't want you to be frustrated. I don't want to hear your frustration, and you don't want to hear mine either. So when you sit down to get your chapter 13 prepared, that's when you're going through the budget line by line. If you think you can do better on your own, by all means, go do it. Don't file. But if you do file, you've got to go into it with the right attitude and the right expectations that, hey, I might have to tighten my belt a little bit here. Again, you're not going to have to eat rice and beans for the next 5 years. You're not going to have to go on some crazy, horrible diet. You know, you're not going to have to go 5 years without having any fun at all. No, that's not the case. But yes, you've got to be reasonable. Yes, you have to be on a budget. Yes, that budget has to be fairly tight.
Like what you hear so far, make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. If you're intrigued by the world of bankruptcy and want a comprehensive guide to help you get out of debt, head on over to kellycanhelp.com/welcome and subscribe to our email list to have a guide to bankruptcy in Georgia, helping people get out of debt delivered right to your inbox. Now back to the show.
So if you've got any questions about Chapter 13 or Chapter 7, I have a free book you can download on my website, www.kellycanhelp.com. We're happy to sit down with you, and or we can do a meeting over the phone and just kind of give you a general feel for your situation. But if you really want specific advice, I need your paycheck stubs, I need your credit report, I need you to fill out an intake for me. I mean, if you really want to get down to the nitty-gritty, we can do that. But, you know, when you're just calling for general information from left field, you may not get what you need, because we need to know how much you make. We need to know where the money's going inside of your budget, because there's this thing called the median income test. And so if you're over median, you have to pay more money back to your creditors. Well, how much more? Well, it depends on how far you are above median income. So if somebody calls a bankruptcy attorney to get some advice on what it's going to look like if they file, and the attorney assumes that they're under median income, and then later finds out that's not true, they actually make more than an average person does with that household size, then that's going to change everything. So, you know, I have no problem answering general questions, but if you want to know like how much your Chapter 13 payment would be, I got to have some paycheck stubs. We got to go through your budget. We got to see the kind of debts. We got to go through some stuff before we can really tell you for sure. But we want you to have good information. Again, read my book. It's free. I also have a podcast website, kellybankruptcy.com. Take a look at that. I've got a YouTube channel with tons of information on it. You know, it is a good idea to educate yourself before you file, but bear in mind that your case with your set of facts, with your specific income, with your number of people in your household, it could be a totally different result than somebody that has different circumstances. Well, thank you so much for tuning in today. I do hope that if you have any questions at all, you'll reach out to us. But again, thank you so much. Have a good one.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Bankruptcy Podcast. Make sure to visit our website, kellybankruptcy.com, where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Spotify, or via RSS so you'll never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. Or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. If you liked this show, you might want to check out our guide to bankruptcy in Georgia, Helping People Get Out of Debt. Available at kellycanhelp.com/welcome. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode.